Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. Today we have an NFL draft prospect special. Today we're going to highlight Trevor Penning, offensive tackle, Northern Iowa. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and joining me as always over the past 2 months, coming to us live out of Key West, Florida, I consider him the best that's doing this right now at the highest level. He's talented. He's ambitious. He knows all about these prospects that's going into the 2022 NFL draft, and he's got a book out, Whatever It Takes. Please, please go get a copy. It will change your life. My man, Mr. Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thank you, Mr. Turner. How are you?
Hey, I can't complain this morning here on 100 Yards of Football.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Let's get what we do best, man. What you do best. Let's talk about the big offensive tackle out of Northern Iowa, Mr. Absolutely. Trevor Penning.
Absolutely. What we do best. There he is on your screen. The big boy, Trevor Penning, left tackle, Northern Iowa. When I say big, B-I-G, I mean big. 6'7", 321 pounds. And as always, I'm held accountable to the game film. I don't just shoot from the hip like a lot of these draft analysts do and just copy each other. I actually come out and talk about the exact games I watch. So I'm held accountable. We'll go up against anybody in the country on the game film. I watched him against Iowa State, North Dakota State University, and Southern Illinois in 2021. And he really plays, you can see him on your screen there, he really plays like one of these big oversized tight ends playing offensive tackle. What I mean is he has a very strong upper body and a lower body that's not fully developed, despite the ability to squat 625 pounds. That did not show up in game film. I mean, but this guy's got a lot of the attributes you want in an offensive lineman. He's physical, he's nasty, he's mean, but he had his hands full at his level, at the college level there at Northern Iowa. Let's break him down. Let's talk about him on pass pro. There's a lot of things that he does. He's able to kick out nicely. He's got pretty good athletic ability when he kicks out. He's got those big, long arms you can see on your screen there. He can slide out preliminarily. He uses that big frame you see to shield the pocket, able to hold the point a lot of times when he's challenged. If he's lightly challenged on the perimeter, showed he could handle a spin move and physical. I mean, this guy pass blocks like a run blocker. I mean, he is physical. I saw him take down defensive linemen or pass rushers a number of times, almost like watching a wrestler on the perimeter of the pocket towards the back door, towards the edge of the pocket. There's been many times where he'll just take the person down at that point of the pass rush. And he gives a good effort. I'll say that about Trevor Penning. He definitely tries as hard as you can see that. The negatives on the pass pro, and these are huge concerns, nothing to be taken lightly. He's got a what we call in scouting a light anchor. He's light in the backside. He showed he can be bull rushed and move back pretty powerfully at the point of attack when pass rushers will bull rush him. And he can stop moving his feet at times. Initially, he's got the nice slide out, and he can move his feet pretty well in drills and like when he slides out. But once he becomes engaged with contact, he has a tendency, especially towards the edge and the back door of the pocket, as I call it, to stop moving his feet, which can get him to open up that back door of the pocket, allow pass rushers to move into the pocket at the edge. Also, sometimes he'll have a tendency to try to overcompensate for that, and he'll overextend himself towards the back edge of the pocket, allowing pass rushers to come back hard to the inside. Another big concern there. To me, he was just too out of control for what you want in a left tackle in the NFL. When he was working the perimeter of the pocket, he just seemed to be, like I said, more of a mauler, more of a street fighter, more of a run blocker trying to pass block. The footwork was not what it needs to be to dominate in the National Football League. The run game, hey, I love him in the run game. This guy, I want to adopt him. I love him so much in the run game. I mean, this guy, when you're talking about, you know, in a limited area, in line by where he lines up, by the line of scrimmage there, I mean, this guy is aggressive. He is brutally tough and physical. He's a guy that really gets into it. He is a finisher. He is a pancake blocker. I mean, I've seen him. I mean, he just gets really this mean, aggressive streak comes out of him where he'll just toss a defensive lineman like a rag doll and just whip him to the turf, which is impressive. He can definitely hold the point of attack. He understands the art of leverage. Like I said, he blocks like a wrestler. He understands leverage. He understands how to get into the blocks and how to finish him to the turf. He pushes, he shoves, he's very competitive. The negatives I saw with the run blocking is he's not exactly what you want at the second level. When I talk about second level, this of a defense, this is where the linebackers line up and reside. It's kind of hit and miss at the second level. He has trouble sustaining blocks for long periods of time. He definitely gives an effort and shoves and pushes, but he's not a guy that can control blockers out in space at the second level. And really in space in general, he's not what you want moving around out there. You know, the big concern here, guys, really was his film, his footage at the Senior Bowl. I went back and watched that last night. I was up until almost 1 o'clock in the morning watching him. And he really struggled and often looked overmatched. And this is a big concern, as I mentioned, because he's going from the Missouri Valley Football Conference when he played at the Senior Bowl against top 100 draft prospects. And it really showed. He looked like he was just out of his league, even at the Senior Bowl. I mean, he gave the effort, but I mean, people were moving around, getting around him, pulling him back into the pocket really forcefully. You know, he reminds me a lot, if I had to draw a comparable, the name kept going through my mind, Ferris from Steelers. I couldn't remember his first name. And then I looked him up and it was Chris Ferris, who he reminded me of out of UCLA back in the third round in 1999. 6'8", 318 pounds, same type of player in a lot of ways. I think Ferris, I'm not sure how many reps Penning put up, but Ferris put up like 6 reps at the combine and really showed a lack of playing strength, which of course he never played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he went on to Buffalo for a season. You know, I just don't think you'll be able to handle the left tackle position in the NFL, especially. I mean, this is where your elite pass rushers are coming off the edge. I mean, this is why the movie The Blind Side came out, is because this is where the heat comes from in the National Football League. You know, I was really shocked. You know, it really makes me wonder if a lot of these platforms are even watching film, because I was shocked to go back and see that CBS has him ranked as the 16th best prospect. I'll just read off a list here. NFL.com, 17th overall. PFF, Pro Football Focus, had him ranked 14th overall. FanSided, 17th. DraftWire, USA Today, 19th. Sporting News, 26th overall. SI, 17th. SB Nation, 19th. And Pro Football Network, 28th. So the consensus on Trevor Penning out there is he is a first-round draft pick that's going to go. I don't see it at all, folks. You know, I think you're looking at a fifth to seventh-round guy. I just think he's really going to struggle in the National Football League. If you go back, if you're an owner right now watching this in the National Football League, or you're a general manager, I implore you to go back and watch that Senior Bowl tape if you haven't already, because I think that really shows what's going to happen here. And it's a shame because he gives the effort, but he's just a guy that just gets – he just allows too much pressure coming off that side of the line. And, you know, maybe he's a guy you move to the right tackle. Maybe he's somebody you look at moving inside the guard, you know, maybe something like that. But left tackle, I think that if you take him in the first round, you're going to have a real problem. What are your thoughts, Mr. Turner?
Well, when I look at Mr. Penning, I look at him in a level. He didn't play against great competition. There's no question about it. But he came from a small school. Let's go and put it out there. He didn't play in a Power Five conference. But the thing about it, when I looked at him and I watched, like you said, I watched the Senior Bowl practices yesterday. And I saw a young man that struggled a little bit, but a young man that still kind of maintained his nastiness. And then I look overall last year in 13 games. Granted, it's the competition now. In 654 plays, he only gave up one sack. Then I start thinking about this biblical character, Samson. And I think about Samson, where Samson had all this inner load, but everybody kept doubting him. They kept saying, how did he rise to the occasion every time? And then, of course, we know what happened with Delilah. But even when he destroyed all his enemies at the end, you still wondered how Samson did all that. Then you look at this young man. The one thing that I love about him is his nasty streak. I always say it depends what system he gets in. Like you said, Mr. Kelly, he does have some issues, and there are some question marks, but it's going to be really critical to the team that drafts him, because they said the same thing about Bob Brown, who came out of Morgan State. That was an all-pro tackle in the 60s. They said the same thing about Art Shell coming out of Maryland Eastern Shore in the late 60s. They thought Al Davis was crazy. We know what Art Shell became, a Hall of Fame tackle. Then they said the same thing about Jackie Slater. I was a sophomore in high school in 1976 when Mr. Slater got drafted in the third round. And everybody was questioning the Los Angeles Ram brass. Oh, he hasn't played against a lot of competition down there in the SWAC conference. But Jackie Slater played 21 years. He blocked for Willie Ellison. He blocked for the great young man out of Sealy, Texas, Eric Dickerson. Then in the 90s, everybody was saying, what in the world are the New Orleans Saints are doing? They're taking this tackle out of Louisiana Tech that wear glasses.
Willie Rolfe.
That was questioning his small school competition. And I never forget this. I had a friend, Eric Blunt, that played linebacker at the University of Houston. He got invited the same year Willie Rolfe. He didn't get drafted, but he was in that New Orleans Saints camp. And you know what he told me? And I talked to him on last Saturday. He said, hey, man, I remember going in the camp. They had these position drills. Willie Rolfe was a green rookie. They were scrimmaging the Kansas City Chiefs. So what they did, they put that first round up against Derek Thomas. And I'm saying the system here for this young man, Mr. Penning. Willie Rolfe held his own against Derek Thomas. Then you think about Gene Upshaw out of Texas A&I. Same question. Is he going to be able to handle competition where he played on the same line as Art Shell? Then you think about a guy that went number one a couple of years ago. Everybody thought he was crazy, DK, Eric Fisher. Remember when he got drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs? The main thing, everybody can't question competition. And then the great Conrad Dobler. The reason I say Conrad, I see this young man, he's got that nasty streak. Granted, he has some issues. I'm going to go back one more time. But when you look at the overall ability, he's a guy that's tall, 6'7", 325. But what I like on the film, it doesn't back down. He still plays through the whistle. And one thing that sticks out to me, 654 plays last year in 13 games, one sack. Maybe that's why everybody got him rated high. But I think if this young man, this is my personal opinion, he gets in the system that's able to correct those deficiencies, I think Mr. Penley is going to be a real good tackle at the next level. That's just me. Is he a first rounder? I don't see him. I see myself, maybe a second rounder. But you know, in this league, it's hard to get left tackles, so people are going to reach. But when you look at this young man, he went down the Senior Bowl. He looked a little bit out of place. But they said the same thing about Bob Brown out of Morgan State. They said the same thing about Art Shell out of Maryland Eastern Shore. They said the same thing out of Willie Rolfe when he went 8 overall to the Saints in 1993. They said the same thing about Jackie Slater. They said the same thing about Jackie Slater in 1976. Mr. Slater went in the third round, played 21 seasons, blocked for Willie Allison, blocked for one of the greatest running backs that ever played in the game, E.D., out of Sealy, Texas, Eric Dickerson. Gene Upshaw, the nastiness of a guy, and I'm going to end you with this. He went to Benoon Cookman. He played guard, didn't play offensive tackle. But people thought that the Dolphins were crazy, even having him as a starting offensive guard. He played on the only undefeated team in NFL history, the Miami Dolphins. And he blocked for three great running backs. Mercury Morris out of West Texas State, Larry Zonka out of Syracuse, and Jim Kick out of Wyoming. And everybody was saying, this guy will be the weak link on the Miami Dolphins offensive line and ended up getting voted in the Hall of Fame. His name is Larry Little. Your final words about Mr. Trevor Penning, offensive tackle, Northern Iowa.
Well, thank you, Mr. Turner. And I love all the analogies and the history that you bring to the table. And you know, just let me say this, is that I don't have a problem with small school guys. I know a lot of people out there think I do, you know, outside of the show. But I don't, you know, there's a lot of very talented Hall of Fame players that you touch on, Mr. Turner, that have come from smaller schools and smaller programs. I mean, heck, Eric Swan, a defensive, you know, lineman, came out semi-pro football, you know, up, you know, before he was drafted number one overall by the Arizona Cardinals years ago. So it's not the small school thing that has me concerned. You know, you touched on some questions and some concerns. I'm just of the school, the train of thought that says, as an aspiring general manager, you've got to come out of the first round with guys that are polished and pro ready, guys that can step right in and play that position, which is really one of the hardest positions on the football field to play outside of corner, cornerback and quarterback. Left tackle may be the most challenging position on the football field. And so I think that as a developmental guy, maybe you bring him in as a guard, because I let you your point, Mr. Turner, I do love the nasty, the physical, but the issue is that this game today is not the same game as I grew up with, or we grew up with. It's not one of these smash mouth, physical, run pounding games. It's evolving more and more into a passing game. Running backs in the first round are a dying breed. It's just becoming more and more of a pass-centric game, and the emphasis is to protect that quarterback. I mean, we can see the hundreds of millions of dollars franchises that are paying to the quarterback to protect that blindside position. My big concern was not the small school. And yes, if you're a GM out there or a scouting staff watching this, Yes, go back and watch the North Dakota State University game. Really struggled, gave up three pressures and gave up that sack you alluded to against North Dakota. But the issue I have is, again, when he goes from this level of competition where he played with the Missouri Valley Conference and playing these smaller schools, once he hit the brighter lights, in the Senior Bowl and he went up against top 100 defensive linemen, he really looked like he was out of his league. Now you bring him up even a higher notch and you put him against the NFL, against these stud pass rushers and these guys who have made a living coming off the edge. And that's my concern, is I think he's going to be overwhelmed at the NFL level at left tackle. Yes, he's going to give his top effort. Yes, he's going to do all these things. I just don't know, from an evaluation standpoint, how you develop this, because the anchor is light. Like we used to say in scouting, he's light in the ass. So be able to develop that is going to be a challenge. To be able to get him to naturally and mentally continue to slide his feet out instead of just stopping and mauling at the point of attack is going to be an issue, because he's so accustomed to it. And the level of competition is going to be so much higher in training camp and so much higher in the preseason. That's the concern. Ferris never played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think you can really put this guy at left tackle in the NFL and expect your quarterback to survive. I think he starts out as a guard. Maybe they work with him a little bit, but this is a place where you start looking, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round when you start developing guys. Again, the first, second, third round, you've got to come away with a ball, or you've got to come away with somebody who's ready and somebody who can hold their own at left tackle position. And I do not remotely see that for Trevor Penning.
My final words about Trevor Penning is very simple. The young man has a tremendous size. He has a very, I think, very decent skill set. But like you said, Mr. Kelly, he does have those problems. It's no question about it. But all I'm saying is, and this is from my history observation, they said the same thing about all those great players I just mentioned. Art Shell, Bob Brown, even Willie Roth. They didn't even think. They thought the Saints were crazy. But remember the key words I'm saying. It depends on the team that drafts him. It gets him into the right system, like the New England Patriots. Same thing. Remember they drafted Matt Light in 2001 in the second round out of Purdue? Everybody thought Bill Belichick was crazy. Matt Light, a lot of people had a third or fourth round grade on him. But he ended up being a 10-year left tackle. And you see the career of the quarterback, how we talk about him now. His name is Tom Brady out of the University of Michigan. But when I think about Mr. Pennington, I think about the group Metallica. My final words, I think about Sandman. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son. To include everyone, I tuck you in. Warm within, keep you free from sin. Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Exit that light and enter night. Take my hand. I think Mr. Pendy is going to be a pretty good football player at the next level.
And off to never, never land.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. And to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers, and to my man coming out of Key West, Florida, the most talented guy that's doing this at a high level. And another thing I would like to mention about Mr. Kelly, I haven't met nobody in my lifetime that works harder in covering these great athletes that's going into the 2022 NFL draft. This young man puts a lot of time in, and he's well-respected. And we surely appreciate him being here on 100 Yards Football. We got 2 weeks before the draft, so everyone get ready, because it's going to be a magical carpet ride.
Get ready.
Thank you for watching 100 Yards of Football this morning, and y'all be blessed.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for watching.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.